But the rose was awake all night for your sake, knowing your promise to me. By Exlos. Read by X-Man-Hater. Summary. The resentful energy occupying Wei Wuxian's body like an enemy army is very interested in giving him Lan Wangji, tied up with a bow. Wei Wuxian is hoping that Lan Wangji, who is far too noble and very keen to save Wei Wuxian's misguided soul, doesn't find out about any aspect of that. Wei Wuxian sat alone in his locked bedroom in the unclean realm, trying very hard to pull restless waves of resentful energy out of the air and back under his skin through sheer force of will. It was taking longer than usual. This was because he was rattled, and he was rattled because he'd had a confrontation with Lan Wangji that had confirmed something he'd suspected about his new power but had hoped wasn't true. Of late, when he spoke to Lan Wangji, Wei Wuxian felt as though he were in danger of vibrating out of his skin. It was all he could do to contain the resentful energy which surged in him with a thwarted need to clutch and grasp and claim the other man. But even blaming the resentful energy was too generous. Connected as the power now was to Wei Wuxian's will and feelings, Wei Wuxian saw clearly that this was his own strong impulse given form. Wei Wuxian could attribute all the malice of war to the dark gift of the burial mounds and all the atrocities he had committed to its efforts to appease that power. But this could only be him. It seemed Wei Wuxian's craving to touch and pester Lan Wangji, to capture and hold his attention, which Wei Wuxian had always been acutely conscious of, was like the visible tip of a rock sticking out of the sea, actually the summit of a vast, submerged mountain. He wanted more of Lan Wangji even than he'd let himself know, and wanted it more desperately than he'd ever let himself understand. Before the fall of Xiang and the loss of his core, Wei Wuxian had thought himself content to look but not touch, to be fascinated by Lan Wangji without the expectation of anything coming of that, of any possible future where Lan Wangji might belong to him. Wonderful enough to be counted as friend, a miracle to be acknowledged as his Ziji. Arrogant and stupid to hope for still more, all the more so now he'd made himself this. But the magic intimately connected to Wei Wuxian's most ugly, inadmissible, too greedy desire would not be told no and welled up at the very sight of him. At first, Wei Wuxian had assumed the power was responding to his anger at Lan Wangji's harsh judgment of his cultivation methods. Because he was angry at Lan Wangji, even though he knew that wasn't fair. After all, Lan Wangji was responding to being deliberately provoked exactly as Wei Wuxian had intended him to respond. With hostility, rather than piercing, focused, dangerous questions predicated on close observation. Nevertheless, Wei Wuxian always found himself betwixt and between, unable to commit to any course and thus undermining his own work, trying to bandage the deliberate wounds he'd made in their relationship because he'd liked every trickle of Lan Wangji's esteem he'd ever had. He sulked like a child when he didn't get it, even when that was due to his own plans going as he'd meant them to. Telling Lan Wangji to stay out of Jiang's affairs, and then running after him to explain himself. Assuring Lan Wangji they were still confidants and then confiding nothing at all in him. He couldn't countenance either being written off by Lan Wangji or the mortification of being truly seen by him in his present awful totality. When he was calmer, Wei Wuxian decided the resentful energy must spike when he felt physical desire. But food, after months of near starvation, and random, reasonably attractive soldiers and servants, stirred his new magic only in the most minimal, governable ways. Then Wei Wuxian spent half a day outright lying to himself, practicing believing this was a Ziji sort of thing. Lan Wangji's soul was connected to his own in a manner no other soul on earth was, so of course there was some spillover. It was like calling to like, a basic magical principle. That was only to be expected, wasn't it? That theory had died a sudden and ignoble death when he'd walked past Lan Wangji sparring with Lan Xichen. Whatever was happening was definitely not an expression of anger, was definitely specific to Lan Wangji, and was definitely not a chaste expression of their affinity of spirit. Wei Wuxian had ducked under an awning to hide, grabbed a column and tried to breathe deep and slow, to control the coil of magic that sat where his core once had. Abruptly starving, furious. In the corner of his eye, he saw white cloth whipping through the air, and the bright arc of Beechen glinting. Wei Wuxian swallowed hard and thought with hysterical panic that this was very uncomfortably like concealing Lan Wangji-related erections back at Cloud Recesses. Except with more war and more concentrated evil attached directly to his most personal emotional reactions. He'd never really felt that way about his cock. The sound of bodies in flight came to a stop, and Wei Wuxian risked a glance over his shoulder to see whether the twin jades were done showing off, or communicating via the medium of interpretive punches, or whatever they were up to. If so, it'd be safe for him to nonchalantly slink back to his room for some emergency meditation. Wei Wuxian's timing, however, was unfortunate. He got a good profile angle on Lan Wangji saying something to Lan Xichen, saw the private, intimate softness of vulnerability and concern on Lan Wangji's face. Fuck. That would have been hard to deal with on his best day. Wei Wuxian had been forced to skitter backwards into a passage immediately to absolutely flee to his room and to bite his lip until it bled as energy whipped around him, disordering the sheets like a lover's tangled limbs. He didn't dare touch himself like this, let alone touch the thick, dark energy, even though he knew, could feel how it ached to be touched, satisfied. He was trying to repress this, not acknowledge it or accustom it to being given what it asked for. Gradually, Wei Wuxian got himself under sufficient control to sit up and meditate properly. On balance, this was nothing. He'd survived the eviscerating awfulness of the burial mounds, if not unscathed, at least intact. He'd come out the other side with his secrets locked away, where they couldn't hurt anyone but him. He could certainly endure the comparative picnic of Lan Wangji being lovely. After all, he had plenty of practice. He lost whole hours to the desperate attempt to contain himself. No, not himself, this thing living in him now. Beating the foreign, hostile, violent, but useful parasite into submission was hard going. Twisting the resentful energy small and docile, tight and hidden. Painful, so painful he sometimes couldn't help gasping, even screaming. Wei Wuxian didn't even notice afternoon giving way to evening. Determined to ask Wei Wuxian point blank why he was avoiding him, Lan Wangji squared his shoulders and raised his hand to knock at his door, only to hear what sounded like a muffled shriek from inside the room. Wei Ying. He shoved the door open with a half-controlled burst of spiritual energy that loosed the lock, then stared, transfixed, at the scene before him. Silently, he shut the door behind him so that no one else could see this. He'd known that Wei Wuxian was engaging in dangerous heretical cultivation. He'd seen the terrible results. He had not truly understood. How could he, given that Wei Wuxian's arcane inventions were so unprecedented? What that meant. What it might look like in action. Wei Wuxian was wreathed in black smoke that swept around him in constant motion, arced and twitched, thinned and thickened, pulsed and simmered. It ran over and under his robes, profane and almost lascivious as it teased his hair and slicked over his skin like spilled ink. It was a more physical expression of spiritual power than any Lan Wangji had ever seen. True, all qi was at once derived from material bodies and surpassing them, was an externality of being in the world. But this energy had consistent mass and form, beyond even Wei Wuxian's turning it towards a specific purpose. At first glance, it looked as though it might have a will of its own. It moved like the possessed giant squid Lan Wangji had seen when the masters of Gusu Lan had taken the advanced disciples out onto the Yellow Sea to train against the sword of Yao Guai that welled up from the deep and caused great shipwrecks. It had a horrible, shadowy, treacherous, fluid beauty. Wei Wuxian had it.
Lan Chan!
Wei Wuxian looked shocked at Lan Wangji's sudden intrusion, his hands jerked up as though to hide and protect himself. Lan Wangji had seen Wei Wuxian in various states of undress before, and in all kinds of indecorous situations. Wei Wuxian had never once succumbed to embarrassment about such things. He'd been so above that kind of petty humiliation. Only an exposure or criticism relating to his actions or character had seemed able to affect him at all. His evident shame shook Lan Wangji. What was worse, Wei Wuxian looked frightened of him. His hand went straight to Chen Ting, bringing it up as if to protect himself.
"You shouldn't be here,"
Wei Wuxian said, panic in his voice, even as the cords of his resentful energy gathered and swarmed directly towards Lan Wangji. Lan Wangji was so distracted that despite all his combat experience, he failed to act. In that moment of hesitation, tentacles of magic wrapped around his limbs and dragged him deeper into the room, curling around his arms and legs like gentian vines twisted between the beams of his mother's house. All the while, Bi Qin lay quiescent at his side.
"Oh no,"
Wei Wuxian said, standing up and waving his hands, even stomping his foot.
"No, no, 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 get down. Heal."
He smacked at the tentacles where they exuded from him, wincing as if it hurt him to do so, as though he were striking his own tenderest flesh.
"You can't have him. Come on, let Lan Chan go."
The tentacles squeezed around Lan Wangji's limbs as if in denial. They forked like serpent's tongues with sleek abandon, proving difficult to track or count. One inveigled itself up Lan Wangji's sleeve, another played over his fingers, and yet another coiled around his throat, a teasing hint of threat. The tip of it brushed against the nape of his neck before working into his carefully arranged coiffure like a wayward, wicked finger. Wei Wuxian bit his lip, like he could feel Lan Wangji's soft, vulnerable skin, the gentle fuzz at the base of his hairline, the pulse racing beneath it, the silken strands of his hair.
"Please put him down,"
Wei Wuxian said, and it sounded like begging. Lan Wangji swallowed hard. He forcefully did not think of the lewd prints he'd seen sold in bookshops on the common theme of pearl divers and fishermen's wives taking their pleasure with the mysterious things that lurked in dark water. He kept himself very still and spared a wide-eyed glance at the tentacle tip that had now worked through his hair to brush against his cheek. It was cool, neither wet nor dry. Seeming to sense his attention, it shyly retreated, ever so slightly, to run over the blushing tip of his ear. Lan Wangji wrenched his gaze back to Wei Wuxian, who looked embarrassed enough to die.
"Does this cause you pain, Wei Ying?"
He meant the slick tangle of new limbs, unnaturally pouring out of Wei Wuxian's starved, thin body.
"No, no,"
Wei Wuxian almost laughed, sounding slightly hysterical.
"It can, like any part of the body or extension of spiritual cognition, but, not right now, no. Worry about yourself, Lan Chan."
"This is not a spirit,"
Lan Wangji said, seeking clarification, but not asking that as a question, because he could see that it wasn't. When Wen Chao had died, Wei Wuxian had commanded a furious, carmine-robed thing that had once been a girl to toy with his family's butcher like a cat would prey. There was nothing so individuated about the force toying with him. Nothing about it seemed motivated by the will of any creature other than Wei Wuxian himself.
"No,"
said Wei Wuxian, his eyes narrowing sharply and his smile taking on a trace of that new polite polish he'd picked up from somewhere. He seated himself back on the bed he'd risen from with ostentatious grace, as though he were some louche princeling deigning to grant Lan Wangji an audience. Threatened and cornered, he retreated under his mask. Lan Wangji hated little more than that false, distant smile being directed at him, but he could not help noting that when Wei Wuxian assumed it, nervousness flickered in his eyes before being subsumed by the performance. At the same instant, the tendrils slinking over Lan Wangji's own waist, ankles, and wrist tightened, for just a moment, to the point of discomfort. The tentacles also firmed up, as if preparing to lash out defensively. Wei Wuxian hadn't commanded them to do that, not even audibly. Such reactions were actively at odds with the careless dominance he aimed to convey. But Wei Wuxian was very likely feeling uneasy, and this apparent extension of himself had responded to those feelings.
"I learned more than one crafty trick, Lan Chan."
"Explain,"
Lan Wangji said. When Wei Wuxian still looked cagey and evasive, he added a deeply earnest,
"Wei Ying, you promised."
Wei Wuxian now gave him a heartbreaking, bitter slip of a smile.
"I suppose I have very little left to hide, now that you've seen this for yourself."
He took a deep, calming breath in the tentacles holding Lan Wangji up, actually up, a few inches above the floor, relaxed a degree without relinquishing him so that his feet touched the ground.
"It's geological."
Wei Wuxian tapped the side of his chin with Chen Ting.
"This,"
he gestured at the miasma spooling from him with no fixed aperture,
is the spiritual energy of living things in the sense that vinegar is a grape. Centuries in certain environmental processes have changed one substance into another.
Lan Wangji wondered which of them he was trying to be gentle with in not naming the burial mounds. But perhaps Wei Wuxian had given thought to other places which might also produce such effects. He frowned at the coil of energy outright nuzzling his neck, thinking. Wei Wuxian's straight-faced expression remained unchanged, but his whole face was as red as his inner robes. He hissed another quiet plea for his tendrils to stop that and get off him. He was entirely ignored.
If consciousness has entirely dissipated, exorcism is impossible, Lan Wangji said.
Second young master Lan is so good to come tutor me in remedial cultivation, Wei Wuxian said, a nervous laugh softening the swipe. Truly a credit to his grandmaster.
Lan Wangji ignored that. It was far easier to ignore than the low, vibrating hum of the resentful energy against his skin, almost like a purr.
It was certainly easier to ignore than the tentacle that had slipped up his leg, around his hip, over the small of his back, and was currently tracing a cool, delicate path up his spine. He almost suspected it had chosen to do so fully out of Wei Wuxian's line of sight to hide itself from him, like an inadmissible thought slinking its way across your mind, just out of reach of your proper daylight consciousness.
Could you repress the energy? Lan Wangji asked, not squirming.
Keeping his voice calm and level despite the flirtatious touch took effort, but Lan Wangji was no amateur.
Technically, Wei Wuxian sighed, the magic that framed his face moving with the rhythm of his breathing, flitting from mist to thick fog to solid vines.
But repression and elimination both look rather different without any consciousness to latch onto. It's like burning oil. You could do it, but you probably wouldn't burn oil just to be rid of it.
Your theory about you the great and redirection, Lan Wangji said, remembering the first time Wei Wuxian had been forced to copy Lan sect rules.
Wei Wuxian blinked at him, then looked pleased.
Poor Lan Chan, to think you remember all the foolish things I say. What an inconvenient thing it must be to have your memory.
Lan Wangji didn't find it so. Remembering Wei Wuxian's provoking, clever ideas, his infinite array of expressions and his apt turns of phrase had always come so easily to Lan Wangji that not remembering them seemed as though it must be enormously difficult.
The energy is under your control, he asked.
In the burial mounds, it would have been at the beck and call of less dissipated spirits, but removed from that context, it very likely had no will but Wei Wuxian's. Wei Wuxian blanched.
Control is a strong word, as you see. But it's fine. No one's in danger. Please, just ignore it. I mean, try to. Maybe you'd better leave.
He lurched up and attempted to physically tug the resentful energy off Lan Wangji and shove it back into himself with his hands. But the tentacles only seemed to find his suggestion and his efforts alike insulting. For every coil Wei Wuxian prized back, more shot out, clinging still more tenaciously.
They're not trying to hurt me, Lan Wangji observed.
No, Wei Wuxian laughed nervously. That's not what they want. Maybe if you slice them off and ran for it.
Have you tried to pacify them by any other means? Lan Wangji asked.
Musical control, meditation, skulking around on the rooftop listening to you play. Yes, I've tried, Lan Chan, and mostly it works, but not in every circumstance.
Wei Wuxian started batting at the things with his spell-reinforced Chen Ting, wincing with every strike he landed. Lan Wangji frowned, disturbed by watching something he knew about Wei Wuxian, how cheaply he held himself under the bravado, made unavoidable, material, and obvious.
Wei Ying, please stop. Show yourself the kindness you give others.
The purring tendrils petted Lan Wangji as if in thanks. It reminded him very strongly of Wei Wuxian play-acting coquettish vulnerability after a scolding.
Just because I need my tricks doesn't mean I have to like them, Wei Wuxian hissed. You've seen what the resentful energy can do. If I give it an inch like this...
He looked stricken, frightened again. Lan Wangji had assumed Wei Wuxian was afraid of him, but perhaps he had only feared that Lan Wangji would see him,
see what the burial mounds had made of him, and turn away at the first test of his commitment to Wei Wuxian. It was not flattering, but it was the sort of horrible thing Wei Wuxian, confident and yet fragile, might whisper to himself alone in the night. And he had been terribly alone for months of dark, awful nights of late. Awful as Lan Wangji suspected his experiences had been, he wished he'd been there to help him bear them. At least in the cave of the Xuanwu, they had been able to offer one another support and comfort, singing in the dark times.
The energy was violent because it arose from resentful spirits, and because it flowed through you when you were in great pain, Wei Ying,
Lan Wangji said. The magic might be of a wholly different character if refined, if filtered through and wielded by a Wei Wuxian less driven by rage, who associated the energy itself with more varied purposes.
Lan Chan,
Wei Wuxian whispered, but he didn't continue the thought. He simply stared at Lan Wangji, his gray eyes vast in his face, as though what was so evident to Lan Wangji and what had made Lan Wangji so afraid for Wei Wuxian in this state had never occurred to him. Horror bloomed in his expression, and Lan Wangji was startled to realize that his attempt to console Wei Wuxian might have made things worse. It didn't matter how charitably Lan Wangji had put the fact. If the resentful energy was connected to him, and at least in part his creation rather than simply the tainted product of the burial mounds, then Wei Wuxian might see himself as befouled and guilty in a new way. Wei Wuxian understood his craft more intimately than Lan Wangji could. Yet it seemed that what he'd said had struck a nerve. The energy roiled around Lan Wangji, its coils twitching uneasily across his body. Lan Wangji's heart clenched in sympathy. So there was darkness and power in Wei Wuxian. So he could see it, could feel it. What of that?
Wei Ying, what happened to you is not who you are. There is so much more to you than rage.
He didn't know whether Wei Wuxian's energy simply wanted an outlet, a friendly harbor, or whether it responded to him like this because its master wanted him the way he wanted Wei Wuxian. But he hoped. Even if Wei Wuxian saw him as a strained friend at best, Lan Wangji still wished to offer Wei Wuxian anything he could. To make Wei Wuxian hold the weight of Lan Wangji's belief in him and care for him deep inside himself like his core.
As a student, you always responded better to positive attention than chastisement.
Lan Wangji could feel his own ears heating with a flush.
You like to be encouraged.
No, Wei Wuxian whispered weakly, shaking his head. No, please, you don't understand what it wants.
Threads of energy played about Lan Wangji's hips, licking over the bone and making him shiver. He thought he might have some idea. But to spare Wei Wuxian's feelings, he only said,
I am curious to learn.
He raised one still tentacle-wrapped arm up to his face. Immediately, the tentacle toying with the knot of Lan Wangji's ribbon rushed to meet his hand and rubbed itself against his knuckles. Emboldened by the way Lan Wangji curled his fingers around it, the coil pushed towards his face. When it brushed against his cheekbone like a tracing finger, Lan Wangji turned to kiss the tip. Shy and sly, he met Wei Wuxian's eyes as he did it. Wei Wuxian bit his lip as though it was a sensitive fingertip Lan Wangji was kissing. He had thought of this long before Wei Wuxian had needed it of him. Not precisely of this, no, he'd not had quite the imagination for that. But he'd woken, confused and heated, from dreams of rooftop duels that slid into embraces. When Wei Wuxian had been a brat to him in the library, teasing him with pornography, he'd thought, shamefaced, of showing the other boy what he did to him. The terrifying changes Wei Wuxian had made in his once familiar and obedient body, and of making him take responsibility for Lan Wangji's turmoil and confusion and aching heart. He'd thought of tipping his own mouth down for a kiss. Wei Wuxian looking up at him, his gray eyes glistening with mischievous encouragement and pleasure, and biting at the sweet birthmark on his lower lip. He'd thought of their fucking one another in the private residence he'd been newly granted as a sign of his coming of age, of bringing his husband home to it to christen it, of their living there together until death or immortality claimed them. He'd thought, could I bring anyone but Wei Ying here in such a capacity as that? He'd realized he never could.
You said you'd let me help you,
Lan Wangji stared him down. Encouraged by the kiss, the shivering energy flexed, suddenly curling around Lan Wangji's limbs with greater strength and dragging him across the room, slamming Wei Wuxian up against his chest, though Wei Wuxian staggered, fighting the pull.
"You could help me by leaving,"
Wei Wuxian tried, but a tentacle lashed out with the quickness of a whip and knocked an unlit metal candelabra across the threshold, blocking it and jamming the door. It seemed the energy had Wei Wuxian's own presence of mind and creative combatant's eye for his surroundings. They weren't getting out of here in a hurry, and certainly no one else was getting in.
"Some part of you disagrees," Lan Wangji observed.
"I couldn't stand your putting yourself through this just because I'm still figuring out how to handle my cultivation," Wei Wuxian said.
Lan Wangji glared at him.
"Don't give me that look. Han Guanjun would certainly do repulsive things in an effort to save a misguided soul."
"It's you who throws yourself away before even seeking a better solution,"
Lan Wangji snapped, thinking of dire owls and Wen Brands and gods knew what else, giving Wei Wuxian a hot glare.
"No form of aiding you could be less repulsive to me than being suffused in you."
The tentacle that had been hovering hopefully around Lan Wangji's mouth since he'd kissed it surged up in response to his anger, his words, like a riled cobra, then shoved past his lips and down his throat.
"I could drown in Wei Ying,"
Lan Wangji thought, a little frightened, tender, and aroused.
He knew how powerful this energy was. He'd seen what it could do, what Wei Ying could do. Kill scores of enemy agents with a song and save a village with a talisman.
Lan Wangji had fallen in love with a very capable man. He'd fallen in love, in part, with his very capacity, just as he'd fallen in love with Wei Wuxian's vigorous morality, which did not ask what was safe or politic or common, but rather what was indisputably just. If he could not trust himself to that, to the man who had risked himself at the Wen indoctrination time and again to protect him, he could trust nothing in the world.
"Lan Chan,"
Wei Wuxian gasped as Lan Wangji swallowed around the weight in his throat. His voice was thick with want, but wretched with doubt and fear. Tenderly, as if he were playing with Wei Wuxian's tongue with his own, Lan Wangji pushed the coil out of his mouth. It went sulkily. Lan Wangji almost missed its weight, the way it stretched his jaw, but this was too important not to say.
"It is you, just you."
Lan Wangji gave him the same look of cool challenge they'd shared over their blades in duels.
"Do you not think I can handle you, Wei Ying?"
Chen Ting dropped and rolled away as Wei Wuxian lunged for him, not with his energy but with his hands, his whole body. He pulled Lan Wangji into a kiss of purely mortal compulsion, open-mouthed and desperate. He shoved his hands into Lan Wangji's hair, scratching his palm on the sharp edge of his guan and hissing into Lan Wangji's mouth. Lan Wangji caught the wounded hand, broke away from the kiss, and set his lips to the trickle of blood on Wei Wuxian's palm, his intent gaze locked with Wei Wuxian's frantic one.
"I've never,"
Wei Wuxian gasped.
"Lan Chan, I've never, nothing like this."
"Nor I,"
Lan Wangji said, giving his palm another kiss, smearing the trickle of blood on his already flushed lips.
"Only you, Wei Ying."
Wei Wuxian shook with overwhelmed need. Nonetheless, he began dragging Lan Wangji towards the bed, mindlessly using his coils of energy to pull them back faster. Lan Wangji was deeply focused on undressing Wei Wuxian, but flicked his own arms out when necessary so the tentacles could slide off another layer of his elaborate robes. His movement had all the grace and focus of his battle stance. He didn't even need to glance at the coils to meet their motion with his own. He responded to this extension of Wei Wuxian as fluidly as he did the man's body when they fought together. The resentful energy cushioned Wei Wuxian when he hit the bed at speed, allowing him to sit up on his elbows and keep kissing Lan Wangji uninterrupted. He broke from Lan Wangji's mouth to gasp when a tentacle wrapped around the full lengths of both their aroused cocks, squeezing like a hand. Lan Wangji hadn't expected something so associated with Wei Wuxian's new dark majesty to rip through him, whiting out his mind with lust, but he heard himself growl. His back arched in response, and another tendril slid down the length of his spine to run its tip over his hole with fluttering, playful touches. Still another tentacle ripped the offending guan from Lan Wangji's head and tossed it somewhere, then proceeded to thoroughly muss Lan Wangji's silken hair. He and Wei Wuxian were left bare but for their respective ribbons. Wei Wuxian panted up at Lan Wangji, an expression of wonder on his face, his cheeks flushed, his hair curling around his shoulders, the whole length of his body on display beneath Lan Wangji.
"Gods, you're beautiful,"
Wei Wuxian said with awe, and Lan Wangji blinked, confused for a moment as to how Wei Wuxian was speaking what he himself was thinking.
"Ah,"
Wei Wuxian bit his lip as the tentacle around their cocks slid and undulated around them. One of his tendrils knocked a small jar of lamp oil off the table beside the bed to roll it towards them, and Wei Wuxian flailed out his hand and caught it without looking. Lan Wangji gave a helpless, pleased little gasp when Wei Wuxian handed him the clay jar and spread his own pale thighs further apart.
"Please," he panted. "Lanagaga, if you could just... would you just..."
As if there was anything Lan Wangji wanted to do more.
"Oh, Lan Chan,"
Wei Wuxian said, his voice quivering.
"Look at you, you're smiling. Do you like that?"
His voice was teasing, but his face was so open, so delighted. He was so evidently touched.
"Tell me everything you like and we'll do that. I want to do that."
Lan Wangji made some sort of agreement and laid one long-fingered hand along Wei Wuxian's face, softly rubbing his thumb over Wei Wuxian's lips and then sinking fingers into his mouth. He slid two fingers of his other hand into Wei Wuxian's hole, feeling Wei Wuxian's eager body accepting him any way it could get him. That would have been more than enough to keep Lan Wangji thoroughly happy and occupied, but the relentless assault of his lover's resentful energy had only grown more insistent. The cords at Lan Wangji's nipples seemed to have shaped their ends into delicate flicking tongues. The coil occupied with Lan Wangji's ass was slinking the soft knob of its tip into him, a tentative tease, while the coil playing with his cock had slicked off another tendril with which to discover things Lan Wangji had never known himself about the sensitivity of his testicles.
"The tentacles are somewhat distracting my heart,"
he said through his teeth, removing his fingers from Wei Wuxian's mouth and trying very hard not to come all over Wei Wuxian before he'd even properly entered him. Wei Wuxian agreed, his hips bobbing up whenever the tentacle at Lan Wangji's anus dared to sink in and caress the very rim of him.
"I can't stop. I thought you could handle it, Hong Guanjun,"
he grinned, giddy.
"Weren't you just bragging that you could manage me?"
He gave their tentacle-wrapped cocks a hard, sweet pull with his hand before twirling the tendril around his fingers, setting them both at liberty. Lan Wangji gave him a hot glare, pulled his fingers out of Wei Wuxian's ass, and shoved in his cock in their stead. Wei Wuxian moaned, and his elbows collapsed, dropping him flat on the bed. Tentacles shoved his hips up so Lan Wangji could get a better angle, could sink in deeply. Wei Wuxian's energy was fully complicit in his own thorough use, urged on his ruination. Lan Wangji's mouth dropped open at the hot clutch, and the tentacle he'd kissed and sucked took advantage and plunged back in, forcing Lan Wangji to tip his head up to gulp it down. Wei Wuxian's entire body seized when he did so, a full body snap that had Wei Wuxian clenching his ass and Lan Wangji groaning with agonized satisfaction around the tentacle in his mouth. The tentacle thrust lazily, not minding his yet unskilled teeth, merely making room for itself, in a way that made Lan Wangji feel well used. He sucked at it like a man dying of thirst. Lan Wangji was powerless to stop his hips from jerking forward, and the tentacles were no help at all. They wove around his hips and thighs and snapped him harder into the thrusts. They twisted Wei Wuxian's legs open wider, the better to display him, and pinned Lan Wangji over Wei Wuxian so that he couldn't have left if he'd wanted to. Wei Wuxian made a mindless, grabbing motion with his hands, and suddenly Lan Wangji found himself pressed flush against him by the tendrils. Wei Wuxian entwined their fingers. A coil pulled Lan Wangji's hair sharply back with an attendant bright burst of pain, so that Wei Wuxian could suck at his collarbone and neck. The tentacle dipping into the cleft of Lan Wangji's ass suddenly plunged, so smooth and amorphous as to need no preparation, gliding into him needle-thin and plumping proudly once inside. Lan Wangji panted around the tentacle in his mouth and very nearly came, but yet another coil wrapped tight around the base of his cock, squeezing tight and holding him absolutely still. He felt a shiver in his chi, like an acupuncture meridian point being touched, a locking. Until Wei Wuxian released him, or he accumulated enough energy to burst through the block, he wouldn't be able to climax. Wei Wuxian frowned, as if realizing that his magic, acting against his conscious volition but very much in his interests, had somehow pulled the same trick on them both. Lan Wangji used his hands, already tangled with Wei Wuxian's, to cast silent communion.
"Is Wei Ying not yet done enjoying me?" he asked,
more heated than teasing.
"Sorry," Wei Wuxian said aloud. "I'm sorry, Lan Chan, I can't control it. I just want so much. I want everything I've ever thought about doing to you all at once, and I think it's determined to give me that."
Wei Wuxian had seemed to open himself more and more to his own energy as they progressed, to feel what the coils touching Lan Wangji were doing without a filter or distance. Flickers of thought came to Lan Wangji over the channel he'd opened between them. Wei Wuxian's desperate urge to experience every way Lan Wangji was present and his. Lan Wangji nearly whimpered at that, flooded with reciprocal lust and sympathy.
"It may take us some time to release sufficient excess energy to ease you," Lan Wangji sent, practicing using his tongue on the tentacle in his mouth, looking down at Wei Wuxian as he hollowed his cheeks around it, just to clock Wei Wuxian's shiver. He'd learned to do this well for Wei Wuxian, to regulate his force, just as he'd learned to wield Bichen to cut the head of a clover flower without disturbing the blade of grass beside it. He was aware that his mental voice sounded smug. He had less practice regulating it than his audible tone.
"You mean to fuck the bottled-up pining out of my system?" Wei Wuxian huffed. "Don't sound so pleased about it."
"I do not have perfect control over myself either, Wei Ying,"
Lan Wangji reminded him. As if to prove it, Lan Wangji smacked his hips into Wei Wuxian's with hard, stuttering thrusts that swept into a pounding rhythm, which was swiftly matched by the tendrils swelling in his own body. Wei Wuxian thrashed under the assault, writhing and arching so gorgeously that Lan Wangji couldn't help himself. He drove harder into Wei Wuxian and flicked his tongue faster on the coil in his mouth, letting his thrusts bounce him harder against the tendril seated in him. Wei Wuxian outright sobbed, his head tipping back, his eyes flickering red with resentful energy, power sparking around them like electricity. Lan Wangji was shocked by how viscerally that unheard-of power affected him. He slammed up against his stifled orgasm, choking on the sweet pain of being denied. He wanted at once to ruin Wei Wuxian and to kneel before the only god he recognized. Lan Wangji knew he must look wrecked. He could feel sweat dripping down his neck, sticky, messy hair plastered to his face and the ache in his jaw, distended around the member rolling over his lapping tongue. The tentacle in his mouth pressed against the inside of his cheek, causing a visible bulge. Wei Wuxian outright keened when Lan Wangji raised a hand to press gently against his own face, his fingertips ghosting over that spot.
"Does Wei Ying see how fully I am his? Does he like how I look when he sees to me?"
"Please,"
Wei Wuxian begged for no concrete outcome, stupid with pleasure.
"Lan Chan, please, please, Lan Chan."
Lan Wangji had never suspected Wei Wuxian could be fucked into such a pliant, focused state. He looked up at Lan Wangji as if he were the only thing in the world. It made Lan Wangji nigh feral. He grabbed an idle, rolling tentacle from the air and shoved it into Wei Wuxian's own mouth.
"Suck," he commanded,
and Wei Wuxian whimpered but did it. He brought another coil to Wei Wuxian's exposed, deep red cock, aligned the tips and pressed it down firmly. This time, rather than wrapping around Wei Wuxian, the tentacle engulfed him. Wei Wuxian's eyes went so black Lan Wangji could hardly see the ring of silver iris. Lan Wangji had never tried using silent communication during sex before. He'd never had sex before, for a start, and Wei Wuxian's meridian trick had him unfathomably desperate, pinned deliciously on the edge of orgasm and unable to tip over. Thus he was 100 disjointed sputters in Wei Wuxian's head, things he'd never say, things he hadn't even words for. Simple things, how stunning Wei Wuxian was like this, taking Lan Wangji in every sense, and satisfying himself with his own energy besides, How good it was to possess and to be possessed, to be used to ease and pleasure Wei Ying, for Wei Ying to push him right to his limits as ever. More complicated things, some persistent fear, because he had seen what Wei Wuxian was capable of now, the depth and horrific grandeur of his might. But if this power was part of Wei Wuxian, some animal part of Lan Wangji's brain was sure he was safe. Some still deeper, rotten kernel of him understood and accepted that if anyone were to destroy him, it ought to be Wei Ying himself. Lan Wangji's mind urged Wei Wuxian in a half-formed babble to take from him because he belonged to Wei Wuxian, because Lan Wangji owed himself to Wei Wuxian. He wanted to sacrifice at the altar of his love, to find some great gesture worthy of his sentiment, worthy of his Wei Ying. Love was a sacrament that ought to be taken kneeling. He should be more debauched. This should hurt more. He wanted to give Wei Wuxian his virginity like a gift. He wanted to fuck him better. This was the best possible thing his Wei Ying could have needed from him, and he was so grateful to have this occasion to offer himself up. I'll keep you safe, Lan Wangji thought, so delirious with sensation he felt drunk, fucking into Wei Wuxian until Wei Wuxian was almost screaming around the tentacle in his mouth, until he writhed to be free, but couldn't budge an inch, pinned in place by his own energy. Look at you, look at my Wei Ying. You like being mine. I'll give you everything you want. I'll fuck you until we both black out. Would you like that? I'd like it. I like everything with Wei Ying. Wei Ying, Wei Ying. The block on Wei Wuxian's qi flow ripped away, broke with the force of containing too much energy. He arced up with brutal animal grace, seizing around Lan Wangji's cock as he came. His hand slipped softly over Lan Wangji's chest as he collapsed backward onto the bed. Wei Wuxian's orgasm cut the cord on Lan Wangji's own spiritual inhibition. The tentacle that had swallowed Wei Wuxian's spend flicked up to lazily brush it on Lan Wangji's face with proprietary indulgence, and Lan Wangji came in Wei Wuxian with a shudder as the tentacle fucking his mouth slipped from his swollen lips and the one buried in his ass gave final recumbent spasms. As Lan Wangji slid down beside his lover, more spent than any fight had ever left him, he watched with some fondness as the tentacles wound fully back into Wei Wuxian, satisfied and quiescent. He'd done that for Wei Ying. Lan Wangji woke at 5 in the morning to find Wei Wuxian sleeping curled against his side, and coils of his energy stirring before their source, gently stroking him. They touched Lan Wangji like they couldn't have enough of him, petting him, and as he found out when he began to rise, lightly restraining him. He gave the nearest a kiss, which coaxed it into letting him up. There was something fat and sated in the tentacles' movement, as though thoroughly having him the night before made them more confident, even without Wei Wuxian actively restraining them, that Lan Wangji had no intention of cheating them. He neatened himself with a washcloth and water from the basin and dressed as best he could. Many people would have been ashamed to slink back to their rooms at dawn after an assassination. Lan Wangji did not slink. He simply strode at a moderate pace. Very few people were awake at this hour, but if they had been, Lan Wangji would have paid them no mind, because if anything, he was proud of the evening's accomplishments. Lan Xichen, however, was of course also up at 5 and also moving about in their suite of rooms. When Lan Wangji entered, he did a double take at his bruised, wrecked baby brother, whose robes required the serious and urgent attention of a seamstress. Wei Ying and I have reconciled, Lan Wangji said by way of explanation, passing his brother and slipping into the bath the Nie servants had prepared for his usual dawn ablutions. He dressed, fetched his gutin, asked a servant to bring breakfast, something that would keep nicely until whenever Wei Wuxian woke up, and a morning bath to Wei Wuxian's rooms, and let her in himself when she arrived. Wei Wuxian woke up to something pleasant, if a touch medicinal, being played. Restful, very long. He took stock.
I feel amazing,
Wei Wuxian said, highly dubious. Every joint was sore, but as though he'd trained rather than as though he'd been through a night on the stone floor of a prison camp dungeon. He knew the difference. He was still sticky, but he felt loose-limbed. His body was humming along nicely, rather than desperately in need of his usual disciplinary morning meditation session.
Fuck, he felt so unbelievably better. Maybe this was what one always felt like after having sex. Maybe this was what one always felt like after having frankly incredible sex with frankly unbelievable Lan Wangji. In fact, his resentful energy felt more like simply energy at present. He cast some out and pulled it back in. It went willingly, apparently accepting the magic as part of him. Treating it as such and giving it what it needed had made it so much easier to control. He glanced over at Lan Wangji, who had ceased playing in favor of looking unforgivably smug, actually smirking as though he was a person who made facial expressions. Wei Wuxian groaned and fell back on the bed.
Are you just going to sit there being so pleased with yourself?
You were pleased with me as well. Lan Wangji reminded him, serene in his victory.
Wei Wuxian snorted. That was new, too. He felt amused again when he hadn't felt anything but despair and perfunctory driving anger since he'd been pushed away from Lotus Pier by its mistress. He felt like teasing Lan Wangji, felt he could. He hadn't known what sex would be like, but it had been shockingly fun, as well as devastatingly, ruiningly hot. Only Lan Wangji could have rolled with all that and one-upped him. His brilliant Zixi simply did not lose.
Oh yes, he drawled. Hong Guanjun is right about everything, as usual.
He pouted.
I have such a nagging wife.
Instantly, he regretted it. He'd fallen out of the habit of teasing, which was a fine way of saying unsightly truths under the cover of humor, provided you were delicate about it.
That had not been delicate, Wei Wuxian swallowed. Loner Gengzu, I didn't mean that. I was only joking. Please forget it.
Oh,
Lan Wangji said, looking at him over his guttine with a perfectly polite expression.
Do you intend to marry someone else, Wei Ying? Shall I?
Before Wei Wuxian had time to consciously process Lan Wangji's words, his tentacles had reacted. He blinked and found Lan Wangji pinned to the floor, with another tentacle absolutely encapsulating his forehead ribbon. When Wei Wuxian tried to budge the tentacles, they hardened like metal. He hadn't known they could do that. Maybe, before he'd fed them enough sex magic to power 100-strong talismans, they hadn't even been able to. Wei Wuxian gave an awkward laugh. Lan Wangji, evidently better at controlling the tentacles even than Wei Wuxian when they were in this state, successfully negotiated for his provisional release with a single fond, firm touch of his fingers. He wore the one that had pinned him at his wrist like a bracer. Still connected to Wei Wuxian by the tendrils' comet tails, he sat at the room's table, which was laden with a breakfast he'd somehow acquired.
Do not trouble yourself, Wei Ying. I intend to marry you.
Lan Chan!
Wei Wuxian shrieked, flustered. He wondered whether it was possible for him to still be amazed at Lan Wangji's boldness, given that the man had only hours ago looked at the eldritch energies inhabiting Wei Wuxian's body, had evidently thought, I could take him, and had not meant in a fight. The tentacles only squeezed Lan Wangji in satisfaction. Stropping over to the table, Wei Wuxian snapped his fingers. All the resentful energy in the room vanished in an instant, slipping back to its master. Much easier. Fuck.
Yeah, Wei Wuxian complained as he sat. You were right. We really do have to get rid of these. They're a menace.
Couldn't have his emotional vulnerability seeping out all over the place, incessantly pawing at Lan Wangji, and still worse, broadcasting his feelings.
I have changed my mind on that point,
Lan Wangji said calmly, pouring them both tea.
They are part of you, and there is no part of you I would not protect. In fact...
And there it was again, that absolutely unfair hint of a gratified smirk.
I believe I am truly coming to appreciate demonic cultivation.
The end.